Manhattan out of options in attempt to become casino host. Efforts to bring a full-scale casino to Manhattan have officially ended after the last remaining proposal was rejected by a local review panel. The decision means that none of the bids put forward for a Las Vegas-style gaming resort in the borough will move forward to the next stage of New York State's competitive licensing process. The latest plan to fall short was the Freedom Plaza project, a proposed $11 billion development near the United Nations headquarters. Backed by the Soloviev Group with Mohegan as the casino operator, the six-acre project envisioned a resort that combined a casino with housing, green space, and community facilities. However, on Monday, the state-appointed Community Advisory Committee voted 4-2 against the proposal, effectively ending the bid. Members chosen by Governor Kathy Hochul and New York City Mayor Eric Adams supported the plan, but lawmakers representing the local district cast the decisive votes against it. The rejection of Freedom Plaza follows similar defeats for two other high-profile Manhattan casino concepts. One proposal, supported by Jay-Z and Caesars Entertainment, would have built a Caesars Palace casino in Times Square. Another bid sought to bring a casino to the Hudson Yards development on Manhattan's west side. Both were voted down by local panels last week, citing significant opposition among residents and community leaders. Local lawmakers who opposed the Freedom Plaza project said concerns raised during public hearings influenced their decision. Residents worried about the impact such a large-scale casino development could have on already congested streets and on public safety in the densely populated area. Despite promises of economic benefits, these issues proved decisive in blocking the project from advancing. Michael Hirschman, chief executive of the Soloviev Group, expressed disappointment following the vote. He argued that Manhattan, which he described as the global capital of business and tourism, was the ideal location for a major resort casino that would bring visitors while providing services and amenities for the surrounding community. Ray Pinel, CEO of Mohegan, also criticized the process, saying that it failed to account for the broader economic and social benefits, including job creation and housing opportunities, that the project would have delivered to New York City residents. Five proposals still in play. With Manhattan now out of the running, five casino proposals remain active in the state competition for up to three available licenses. Among them is a plan for a Bally's casino on a Bronx golf course previously operated by the Trump Organization, a resort-style gambling venue on Coney Island's Boardwalk in Brooklyn, and a Hard Rock International Casino project adjacent to Citi Field in Queens. In addition, two existing slot parlors, Resorts World in Queens and Empire City Casino in Yonkers, are seeking approval to expand into full casinos offering live table games. Each proposal must secure the approval of its respective local advisory committee to advance to the final round of review. State gambling regulators are expected to make the final selections in December. The decisions are anticipated to reshape the New York City gambling landscape and determine where new casino developments will be allowed to operate. Mayor Eric Adams, who is running for re-election as an independent, said he was surprised by the string of local rejections in Manhattan. He emphasized that casinos have the potential to provide employment, attract tourism, and contribute to economic stability. Adams argued that the ultimate decision should rest with the state regulators rather than being blocked at the local level.